USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six people are dead and 13 were injured after a fire broke out in a three-story apartment complex in downtown Las Vegas. Dominic Wilkins was there as victims jumped from the buildings.
The lady, I think she was pregnant. She hit her head pretty bad. Her and her husband took her to the doctor. I hope she's doing all right. A few people dropped. I think another guy broke his leg jumping from the third floor.
Authorities say someone was using a stove for heat and it caught fire. President Trump is continuing his counterattack against impeachment. Speaking to a group of young conservatives in Florida, he again says he did nothing wrong and suggests he really hasn't been impeached because the House still hasn't sent the articles to the Senate for trial yet. Most constitutional experts say they disagree with that. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Rain in the Seattle area made Friday the wettest December 20th on record and the fifth rainiest in Seattle's history. Rain is now pounding the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida, where the Prediction Center forecaster Dan Peterson says many holiday travelers are in for a wet drive.
We're seeing rain developing along the Gulf Coast from Texas to the Florida Panhandle, so travelers along the Gulf Coast Route 10, and then likewise highways in far northwestern California across western Oregon and Washington State are going to have a wet day.
Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs and the packaging touches, as the disease can spread very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A NASCAR legend has died. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. He had been reportedly in declining health and entered hospice care earlier this week. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
One airline is pushing back the time when they plan to resume flights of a troubled aircraft. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
United Airlines is scratching all Boeing 737 MAX flights through early June. The carrier extended its cancellations of flights involving the troubled aircraft for another 3 months. It's also announcing a move saying they're taking extraordinary steps to protect customers' travel plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to USA Radio.